Third time from the land they parted, sorrow was at hand for him and for his crew. Ill-fated vessel, ghastly shock, at length delivered from the rock, the deep she hath regained, and through the stormy night they steer, labouring for life in hope and fear, to reach a safer shore, how near, yet not to be attained. Silence, the brave commander cried. To that calm word a shriek replied. It was the last death shriek. A few, my soul oft sees that sight, survive upon the tall mast's height. But one dear remnant of the night, for him in vain I seek. 6 weeks beneath the moving sea he lay in slumber quietly, unforced by wind or wave to quit the ship for which he died, all claims of duty satisfied, and there they found him at her side, and bore him to the grave. Vain service, yet not vainly done, for this, if other end were none, that he who had been cast upon a way of life unmeet for such a gentle soul and sweet, should find an undisturbed retreat near what he loved at last, that neighbourhood of grove and field to him a resting place should yield, a meek man and a brave. The birds shall sing and ocean make a mournful murmur for his sake, and thou, sweet flower, shalt sleep and wake upon his senseless grave. Elegiac stanzas suggested by a picture of Peel Castle in a storm, painted by Sir George Beaumont. I was thy neighbour once, thou rugged pile. 4 summer weeks I dwelt in sight of thee. I saw thee every day, and all the while thy form was sleeping on a glassy sea. So pure the sky, so quiet was the air, so like, so very like, was day to day. Whene'er I looked, thy image still was there. It trembled, but it never passed away. How perfect was the calm! It seemed no sleep, no mood which season takes away or brings. I could have fancied that the mighty deep was even the gentlest of all gentle things. Ah, then, if mine had been the painter's hand to express what then I saw, and add the gleam, the light that never was on sea or land, the consecration and the poet's dream, I would have planted thee, thou hoary pile, amid a world how different from this, beside a sea that could not cease to smile, on tranquil land, beneath a sky of bliss. Thou shouldst have seemed a treasure house divine of peaceful years, a chronicle of heaven. Of all the sunbeams that did ever shine, the very sweetest had to thee been given. A picture had it been of lasting ease, Elysian quiet, without toil or strife, no motion but the moving tide, a breeze, or merely silent nature's breathing life. Such, in the fond illusion of my heart, such picture would I at that time have made, and seen the soul of truth in every part, a steadfast peace that might not be betrayed. So once it would have been. 'Tis so no more. I have submitted to a new control. A power is gone which nothing can restore. A deep distress hath humanized my soul. Not for a moment could I now behold a smiling sea and be what I have been. The feeling of my loss will ne'er be old. This which I know I speak with mind serene. Then Beaumont, friend, who would have been the friend if he had lived, of him whom I deplore, this work of thine I blame not, but commend, this sea in anger, and that dismal shore. Oh,